Right, friends, as we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn towards the scriptures. This morning I'll be reading in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7 through 8. It says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you'll pray with me. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for an opportunity to join with brothers and sisters in the faith, to know that we are so much bigger and that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And that as we join together, we gain strength and encouragement for one another as we continue to serve you and serve our brothers and sisters in the world, to be people of peace, hope, and joy and love. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Now, I have to admit, as I was trying to figure out what scriptures to look at this morning, maybe the scriptures for myself is where I started, and I pray that God will indeed use it for a reminder for each of you today as well. I'm about 14 months past my last chemo treatment, and over 2 years past my surgery, not 2 years, 18 months past my surgery for colon cancer, and so I get scans every 3 months. Knowing that my scans were approaching over the last couple weeks, I was living in anxiety and worry. There was something in me that I was just not feeling it, and it had me down. It had me worried. It had me scared of the unknown and really thinking the worst in fear. This morning, we find this scene set in the ancient city of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, during a great time of turmoil and uncertainty in Israel's history. And the Israelites faced impending threat of Babylon exile due to their continued disobedience and reliance on foreign alliances rather than their faith in God. The prophet Isaiah, or Jeremiah, known for his unwavering faith and dedication to God, is standing in the midst of a bustling marketplace, surrounded by a diverse crowd of people from all walks of life. There's all kinds of sights and sounds happening, one like almost as if you were at a marketplace, maybe a flea market. There's haggling and animals and chattering among the people. And as Jeremiah was looking over the crowd, he sees individuals who are anxious and fearful. Their faces reflecting the hardships and challenges they are facing. Jeremiah knew that God had a greater purpose and desire for his people. And as Jeremiah talks to the people, he gives this imagery of what it means to trust and cling to God with their lives. If we're to be honest with ourselves, you know, this scripture is easier said than done. A tree planted beside the water, the river, roots deep, never anxious. We want to be people who trust God and with the good and those challenging times, those anxious times. However, we're also people who want to be in control and like to be in control and so we do our best to control things. I wonder how many people today find themselves with similar feelings of anxiousness and worry and distress as individuals that Jeremiah was speaking to in the scriptures. I wonder how many people feel as though these challenges that we experience in the world and in our lives are so big that one doesn't know what the first step is to overcome them. And so many of us find it easier to place our confidence in tangible things. at careers or hobbies, relationships, financial security, in order to feel as though we are in control. We give our best to these things, our time and our talents, and we hope for the best, and we put our trust in them, and we can see them. We can be in control of what we see. But friends, as much as we try these things, careers, relationships, hobbies, financial security can be unreliable, for we are human, and these are worldly things. God desires us to instead depend on him rather than the things of the world. The scripture this morning talks about what it means to trust God in the midst of chaos, uncertainty, and anxious times. To put our hope and our confidence in Christ. It's like a sturdy tree planted by the water, drawing strength and sustenance from the unwavering trust in the Lord. It's the ones who, despite all the trials and tribulations surrounding them, continue to bear fruit and flourish their roots, deeply anchored in the promises of God. Water, sustenance, life. We hear Jesus talk about it being, as he talks about the woman at the well and coming and drawing from the water of life, the water that he can give and which we would never thirst again. Jesus was born in the water of a womb. The tree represents a person whose life is deeply rooted in God, drawing constant nourishment from him. And then, we see this picture of what it means to not fear when the heat comes. What a vivid picture that is. Suggesting resilience. That one does not fear when the heat's turned up. It's a metaphor of life's trials that we go through sometimes all too often. The heat's turned up. How do we react? How do we respond? Just as the tree is planted by the water, remains green and fruitful even in times of drought, so too will those who trust in God find strength and resilience in the face of adversity. The leaves signify spiritual growth and vitality and health. God, through Jeremiah, reassures the faithful that their trust in him is not misplaced. As the world around can flee and crumble and the faithful are encouraged to draw hope in God, his unfailing love and strength. This message is a profoundly relevant message because it calls us to reflect and to root our lives in something eternal and unwavering. Friends, for you and I, this is something we have to do on a daily basis. This trust is not this passive feeling, but an active decision that we make to rely on God daily. And as much as we hope, it doesn't happen overnight, especially when one feels like the tree is in the desert instead of by the river. This trust and resilience comes as we reflect and are reminded through God's presence and your presence with one another that we reframe our thoughts, and we recall the ways that God was indeed present and there day after day after day, even when we couldn't see him. That God was there day after day, supporting us in the past and strengthening us for the future. So that when that one time comes, our roots are deep. We rely. And we know God is there with us. And in doing so, we experience a peace and contentment that transcends earthly worries by letting go of anxiety and embracing God's plan for us. So on November 3rd, I had my blood test. It's called a Signatera. Takes about 7 days to get results. They don't call you or anything. You just get this notification on your cell phone that says you have a test result in your portal. So you kind of go on and look at it. I was so anxious, I kept just going to the website and signing in myself because I didn't want to wait for that notification to come. So Monday the 10th, I went on, before I got a notification, it said results are there. Well, that result came back as negative, not detected, which is a really good sign. I loosened up a little, but my appointment with MD Anderson is still not till this past week. So this week I went to MD Anderson on Tuesday night and had a scan on Wednesday morning. Anxious still. I took a deep breath as I drank my iodine and walked back to the scanning room. I took a deep breath as I was getting ready to go into the tube. I actually had to apologize to the lady, the nurse who was getting me ready, because I breathed right into her face. I didn't realize she was so close to me. It was one of those real deep breaths. Well, after a couple hours, we meet with the doctor and he gives the results, and this time, once again, the scan came back clear. All the anxiousness, all the worry, it's real. We'll do it again in March. And I'll probably still get anxious and worry, but I'm hoping that the roots that I know are there, the hope and the trust that's there, will help guide me with a little more peace. As we go into our week of Thanksgiving, friends, may you remember that our God does not fail. No matter the circumstances, his promises are unyielding, providing us a firm foundation to support us throughout our lives. In moments of worry and fear, we can remember the imagery of the tree by the water that Jeremiah gives us this morning. Reminding us that God provides everything that we need for our life and for fruitfulness, and to share his love with the world around us. Later in Jeremiah, we read him tell the people, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. As we draw from the water of life, may we cultivate our faith and bear fruit and allow God's love to shine brightly in and through us. And as that love shines, let us be a reminder for people, and may we look for people and connect with people who may be struggling, who may feel that there's no water. And may we be people who offer encouragement and hope. So many people. In fact, did you know that 2025 has been the worst year for announced layoffs since 2009? And those who are laid off are now finding it harder to quickly secure new roles. Can you imagine someone doing their job and going about their business and then they're laid off and wondering what's next? Maybe someone who's struggling with a relationship, who needs some encouragement, who feels as though their well is dry. Friends, if you know someone going through some kind of challenge, reach out. If nothing else, you might be that person and that reminder of a God who helps keep them close to the water of life when it feels like the river's dry. May we always seek to deepen our roots in him, knowing that God is our source of strength and hope, so that our faith in God's steadfast love and faithfulness sustains us through the good times, through the anxious times, through the trials. And may our faith grow stronger and more resilient each and every day. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the ways in which you are at work in our life and how you draw us to you and how you provide for all our needs. And God, we know there are moments that it feels like we're on our own. But God, you never leave us. You're always there. So may our roots draw strength in your faithfulness, in your love that you have for us in Christ. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen.